Hello, folks, and welcome to week 17 of the Scotland Show podcast, numero 17. I don't know the Spanish term for 17. We have some classic Scottish stories to tell you this week, and starting off, we're starting in. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do the boring thing again. Anyone that's listening here, thank you so much for listening, and please head over to iTunes or the platform that you're listening to this podcast on, and leave me a 5-star review. It really helps me, really helps the show, keeps us doing what we're doing. Starting off, as I was going to say, in truly classic Scottish man romantic sense. Does that sentence even make sense? I don't know. But we're starting off in a romantic fashion. Chris Gospel from Aberdeenshire has proposed to his girlfriend, Ailey Fraser. What a beautiful story. This guy, Chris, has gone and proposed to his girlfriend, Ailey. Now, you might just be going, Gav, well, okay, someone's proposed to their girlfriend, so what? But, you know, this is a unique proposal. Very unique proposal, because Chris is a very romantic man. And Chris also happens to be a farmer in Aberdeenshire. And it's fair to say he's taken the bull by the horns here when he has proposed to his girlfriend, Ailey. What Chris has done is to be applauded, I would say. Chris wrote, or spray painted, I should say, "Will you marry me?" Guess where he spray painted that? Yep, on his girlfriend's favourite cow called Curly Top. So Chris has literally, the farming couple, gone over to his cow, Curly Top, and spray painted it saying, "Will you marry me?" And what Ailey said here was, the bride-to-be said, "I came home from work and we went round to check on the cows like we usually do. And Curly Top, she's an affectionate cow. She's like a big pet. She comes running to us and I see she has something blue on her. Curly Top turns and it says, 'Will you marry me?' It was a complete surprise. I thought it was really nice." How lovely is that? How would you feel, the women that are listening to this show right now, how would you feel if the special man in your life proposed to you using a spray-painted cow called Curly Top? That's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And I feel like you just don't get more Scottish farmer than that. Like, "Oh, you're just going to go get me cow and spray-painted, will you marry me? And hopefully that you'll come and you'll say yes. You'll say aye. And we'll get married, Molly. A couple of quinies." That is as Scottish as it gets. Moving on. There's been some special sightings in Glasgow. Not what you expect. Not your Curly Top spray-painted cows. But in fact, around 20 mysterious objects have been spotted in the skies above the Scottish city in the last 8 years, according to UFO enthusiasts. And there's been lots of them over the last 8 years, as it says. Now, I think there could have been some recently, but I think it's this new story that's come out is basically because 20 have been seen. So I'm looking here and there's been various different ones. I think I'm essentially on the Daily Record right now, and they've got different pictures of the UFOs, and I'm trying to find out to see if there's any reasoning for these UFOs. Let's take a look. Baffling images of UFOs taken in the skies above Glasgow have long baffled people across the world. Glaswegians are not easily led by tall tales of creatures from other worlds, although finding explanations for the unusual sights can be tricky. So in the past 8 years, a UFO logging site called MUFON, M-U-F-O-N, has logged 20 mysterious cases in the city. I would love to know how many of these cases there's been in other parts of Scotland. Now, one of these ones that I'm looking at says, "This really rapidly moving ball in the sky." I like to try and guess what these things might be. I mean,
It says it moves fast, but I'm looking at a picture here and it just kind of looks like Jupiter. So I don't know. I mean, and also, let's be honest, like, people in Glasgow, like, are they taking drugs? Nah, I'm only kidding. The moon, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Calm down if you're from Glasgow. I was only joking. But it does make you wonder, what are those things in the sky above Glasgow? I mean, I'm looking at these pictures here of these UFOs, and to be honest, they just look like clouds to me. And I'm sure when I was looking at this, there was something about a Glaswegian UFO that was shot down. And I think I've actually totally made that up, because I just Googled it and nothing came up. But there you go. One of the news articles is 20 UFOs spotted in Glasgow in the last 8 years. How amazing is that? Not really. Moving on. So there's been a couple of big companies recently that have kind of got things wrong. If you have been on this show since kind of near the first episode, in fact, it might have been the first episode where we were talking about shite chocolate and jobby spread. I think it was it jobby spread? These two companies had come out with shite chocolate and jobby spread, which was, I mean, it was like Malaysian spread, and some American guy came out with shite chocolate that actually, what did it stand for? Let's have a look. Seriously helps you to energize. Shite chocolate. S-H-Y-T-E. Hilarious. But two other big companies have come out with the same kind of problem. And one of them that you probably wouldn't expect to be are Nike. Nike have come out with a trainer, I believe, to be called Baufin. So Nike have brought out their first kind of hiking trainers. The new fitwear, part of the brand's Air Max range, sports a molded dual density foam and newly engineered unit along the heel for better impact absorption. Anyway, and they have called them Baufin. They are called Nike's chunky Air Max 270 Baufin hiking sneakers. Now, this is obviously hilarious. If you're from Scotland, that you'll know Baufin basically means minging, basically means gross. If you're not from Scotland, that's what it means. And so obviously people on Scottish Twitter have been absolutely loving this. Gary Elliott, Gary E, 1869 says, "Oh shug, your gutties are pure Baufin, by the way. Hashtag everyday Scots." Other people are saying, "Can I suggest a strapline? Pure Baufin, by the way." So these are obviously going down very, very well. But it's just funny, people in Scotland wearing the Baufin trainers. Like, it kind of means like Nike's chunky Air Max 270 minging hiking sneakers. Maybe they should have had a look at Scotland's dictionary before thesaurus, whatever, before they named those trainers. At the same time, they probably don't care, and they probably think it's good for marketing in Scotland, because, I mean, I wouldn't even know about those trainers if it wasn't for that word. The next company that have done that are Mountain Dew. They've come out with an interesting one. They tried to put out a refreshing advert, but it kind of didn't really work in Scotland. So on Monday, the UK's Leg rolled out a GIF of a thirsty young man drowning. Drowning, that would be bad. Yeah, Mountain Dew. Here's a GIF of a thirsty young man drowning. Nice one, Mountain Dew. Joking. So last week, they rolled out a GIF of a thirsty young man downing a bottle of soda. Well, the imagery seems pretty innocuous. What amused a lot of people, and me, and other people in Scotland, I should say, was the choice of words in its taglines, which reads, "Epic thrills start with a chug." Epic thrills start with a chug. Now, I don't really want to beat around the bush here, but chug is a popular Scottish slang for, let's just say, self-enjoyment. Yep, self-enjoyment is a term I'm going to go for. I think what you should probably do is go into the Urban Dictionary and type in the word chug, C-H-U-G. So, yeah, so So what they've basically done is they've created a GIF of a thirsty young man downing a bottle of soda with the tagline, "Epic thrills start with a, you know what." And to top it all off, the graphic was accompanied with a caption that says, we didn't choose the chug life. The chug life chose us. Hashtag do the Jew. Come on, you know. Baseball Scott on Twitter is like, you guys didn't really consult anyone from Scotland on this UK-wide marketing campaign, did you? Eh? I mean, it's classic, isn't it? Nobody consults the Scots. It's also unclear what Mountain Dew meant by epic thrills, but probably not referring to the kind that you're thinking of right now with the whole chug. But that, I mean, Nike and Mountain Dew, come on, you've given people of Scotland a laugh. Board Dylan M. Board said, I think you should change that slogan with a few laughing faces. And Wally with a U, WUGMFC on Twitter says, reminds me of the time I worked with a wee Indian guy who liked to go for a nap at lunchtime. I told him the Scottish word for nap was chug, and he started telling folk how he was looking forward to his lunchtime chug. That is absolutely incredible. Birchie81 says, I love chugging. Shawnee1257 says, everyone in Scotland loves a wee chug. So Mountain Dew and Nike got their fair share of social media engagement this week from their Scottish contingent. I bet if they're looking at their stats, they'll see, why is everyone in Scotland talking about us right now? But anyway, those are my stories for the week, guys. Those are my stories. Thank you very much for listening to the Scotland Show. Again, it's been short, it's been sharp, but like I say, we're working behind the scenes right now to bring the Scotland Show to video. It will still always remain as a podcast, but what we're looking to do is make it video first and then strip the audio of that video and use that as the podcast, as opposed to what we're doing right now, which is me sat on my bed speaking into my phone without any podcasting equipment. And then people listening to it and me asking them for a 5-star review, even though I'm sat in bed in my shorts recording this podcast. But never mind. As like I say, when it comes to video, very, very excited. I've also got a new member of the team for the business, and he's going to be helping me source different articles. And what we really want to do is just make this a happy, fun news show. You know what one of the things is that I don't watch the news. I don't read the news, I don't watch the news, I don't consume any news other than kind of Twitter trends, to be honest. And the reason behind that is because it's all negative. It's all just really negative rubbish that they come out with. People dying, people suffering, whatever it is. It's never positive news, and I don't want to go and listen to all that sort of stuff. So I don't watch it, I don't consume it. And so I've always thought there's room for someone to create a news channel where it's all positive stories. And that's kind of what we want to achieve here on the Scotland Show, is just positivity, happiness, and that is what we're looking to achieve. So with that respect, thank you so much for coming. As I say, please leave a 5-star review. If you have any funny articles that come up in the week, so the Nike one and the Mountain Dew one were sent to me, if you find anything like that you want me to cover, please let me know, and I will cover that for you if I find it funny, if I find it positive and happy. What's left to say other than that? Have fun, be happy, and I'll see you next week.